Welcome to Entertaining a Conversation, the podcast where we always, or in this case, I guess sometimes, entertain conversations about things that are entertaining. I'm your host, Mr. Sir. Guys, thank you. Thank you for your patience. We've made it. I'm finally making the podcast. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. Listen, I don't have an excuse, except I suck at time management, and I've started waking up early. Like really early, and started falling asleep really early as well. I'm recording this. It is 10:30 p.m. and I am dead tired. But there's so much to talk about. There's so many news. Here's the thing. There's so many news to talk about. There's so much stuff to talk about. We're not gonna get to reviews today because there's a lot of movies I haven't seen. But to be honest, we're probably gonna have a long episode regardless, just with all the stuff that's been happening in the movie world. Naturally, I've been absent for a while, so we haven't gone to talk about a lot of stuff that's happened in the last couple weeks. So we're gonna catch up on that. We're gonna talk. There's lots of exciting stuff, and again, I'm really sorry. I'm gonna try to plan things better. I'm gonna get a couple days off next week. I am traveling next week as well, so I'm gonna have more time to figure this thing out. I work more days than I used to, and even when I don't, say I'll have like 2 days a week, I still can't plan around. I'm not there yet. I suck at it. I really suck at it, and I'm really sorry. But I'll do better, and I'll keep, you know, rolling out these podcasts. I don't want to, you know, I want to keep the brand alive. Naturally, I want to keep this project alive. I plan on doing 1,000 of these. I don't plan on ever stopping. I love doing these, and that's why I keep doing them. But sometimes I'm just like, okay, I'm going to do it, and then I just pass out. This is the new reality of my life that I have to deal with. So I'm really sorry, but I'm glad that you're here with me. I'm glad that you're listening. So without further ado, we're not going to edit anything. We're kind of in a rush, guys. No, I'm not in a rush, but, you know. It's the type of thing where I want to push this episode out as fast as possible. So let's get into it. Let's get into the news right away, guys. Whatever. First of all, rest in peace, Dean Stockwell. I love this performance personally. I love this performance in Paris, Texas, which is a movie that I recommend to everybody. It's a movie that legitimately, that I had to watch for school and legitimately floored me. Loved his performance. Rest in peace to him. He was a tremendous actor. I had a long spanning career as well. So rest in peace, sir. And thank you for everything. We're just going to address the big deal, the big things now. I'm assuming if you're listening to this podcast, you've probably seen the No Way Home trailer, the Spider-Man No Way Home trailer at this point. Look, I'm not gonna say anything that people already haven't said. Does that make any sense grammatically? Okay, I'm not gonna say anything. Yeah, I'm not gonna say anything people already. Yeah, so like, I'm tired. Everything that I'm gonna say is stuff that's been said by other people. What I mean is like, there's a classic line in the trailer where Doc Ock comes back, and you know, as in the first teaser trailer, he says "Hello, Peter," and that's how that's how it ends. And in this one, he says "Hello, Peter," and then he takes off Spider-Man's mask and then sees Tom Holland's face, and he's like, "You're not Peter Parker," and that immediately is, you know, a sign pointing towards perhaps maybe there will be more Spider-Man in this film. The fact that we see Jamie Foxx's Electro, the fact that we see Green Goblin, the fact that we see, I believe we see Venom in the trailer, or there's implications, and yeah, stuff is just exciting. It's just very exciting. I think we're going to see all three Spider-Man. For some, it seems obvious that we will. For me, I don't know. And I don't want to be disappointed if we don't. But I'm pretty sure that we will. And, you know, naturally, we've heard about the leaked footage in Brazil of the trailer where there's something punched. Like, we can see something punching. Because if you look at the trailer, in one of the shots, one of the villains is getting punched in the face, but there's no one there. So like it's like they edited someone out. And you know, I don't want to be disappointed if they aren't there, but I think they're gonna be there, and I think it's gonna be awesome, and I think it's gonna be a great movie, and I think it's going to complete one of the best trilogies, if not the best trilogy in the MCU so far. Really, really excited. Really, really, really hyped. They've done a great job marketing this. They've done a great job promoting this, and they've done a, you know, great job. Yeah, sure, you know, so it's to some people it's getting obvious that, yo, well, of course it's the worst kept secret. Is it really? I'm still doubting it personally. I think they've done a great job protecting everything in that movie, despite I think there's a great balance between what they've given us, what they've shown us, and what they've and you know, what they've shown us and what they've kept as a secret. Sorry. This episode is going to be a lot of this, so I'm really sorry. But luckily, I love talking about this, so I get back into it pretty fast. So, Spider-Man No Way Home, coming out in December, I believe, December 17th or the week after on Christmas Day. No, I believe it's December 17th. It's going to be very exciting. Great, great Christmas movie. I'm going to be there. You better be there. It's going to be fun. Another trailer that came out is the trailer for the movie Don't Look Up, starring Leonardo DiCaprio, Jennifer Lawrence, Meryl Streep, Jonah Hill, Cate Blanchett, Tyler Perry, Ariana Grande, Kid Cudi is in this film. You know, go out of your house, go to your neighbors, ring the doorbell, and ask them if they're in this movie, because at this point, everybody's in this damn movie. I'm not. I'm telling you right away, I'm not in this movie. I wish I was. Seems like a blast. However, I'm just going to say this. I watched the trailer for Getting Back to Serious. If I can be serious for a minute, my wrestling fans' fan base will understand that reference. Don't Look Up, the trailer, honestly, I don't know if it makes me more excited for this. I think the trailer kind of disappointed me. If I'm being completely honest, I prefer the teaser that they gave us before. This one, I don't know. I think Cate Blanchett as a Fox News type of reporter sounds like a very interesting idea. I don't know what to expect from this movie. I know Adam McKay is a really, really talented film director. Has made some really, really good movies, not only in comedy but also in drama, with stuff like The Big Short and Vice more recently. I loved Vice personally. Yeah, I mean, the cast alone, the amount of talent that has signed up for this film, it has to mean something. Like, I am, well, you know, I'm saying this and Movie 43 exists, but I'm just saying that trailer didn't do it for me personally, the new Don't Look Up trailer. But movie's coming out soon, and I'm gonna be watching it regardless. So yeah, I'm excited, but this trailer personally doesn't do anything for me. So we're just gonna get into what happened at Disney Plus Day, specifically what has been announced. There's a lot, so I'm just gonna go through it and give my impressions after, and give a quick description of everything. So obviously we've got a new preview, no video yet, but only preview of the new Obi-Wan Kenobi series. We've got first looks at Moon Knight from Marvel, She-Hulk from Marvel as well, and Miss Marvel as well. So we got first looks at those images. Not video. I'm really, really excited for Moon Knight. Oscar Isaac is going to be awesome. If you don't know about Moon Knight, it's essentially a character with, it escapes my memory, but I believe it's many, many personalities. It's someone with many personalities. It's going to be interesting. And She-Hulk, we saw that Mark Ruffalo is going to reprise his role as Smart Hulk in the series. And Miss Marvel looks like a really cute film, really cute series. So, yeah, really excited for those Marvel projects. I think it's going to be fantastic. Speaking of Marvel, Spider-Man Freshman Year has been announced, which has been described as an animated series that follows Peter Parker on his way to becoming Spider-Man in the MCU, with a journey unlike we've ever seen and a style that celebrates the character's early comic book roots. That's very exciting. That's very exciting. Agatha, House of Harkness, for those who have watched WandaVision, Agatha Harkness has a new, there's a new live action TV series that's going to be centered around her, and Catherine Hahn is reprising her role from WandaVision. Should be, I don't know, honestly, this one I don't know what they're doing, why they're doing it, but I love Catherine Hahn as Agatha. I love Catherine Hahn personally. I think she's a phenomenal actress, so anything she does is I'm in. Curious to see where this one goes. I'm not particularly excited, but we'll see. Marvel Zombies, animated series that reimagines the Marvel universe as a new generation of heroes battle against a zombie scourge. Okay, all right, let's see where this goes. I know a lot of people are excited for this, so we'll see. Secret Invasion, we got first glimpses of Nick Fury in the new MCU Disney Plus show. And we see him, he doesn't have an eye patch. And he has a scratch of the cat on his eye. It looks awesome. He looks awesome, and I love Samuel L. Jackson, and I'm really excited for Secret Invasion. If you guys don't know about Secret Invasion, it's essentially, you know, the Skrulls? You know those, like, shape-shifting aliens that are there in Captain Marvel, and that turn out to be good, and they're also, if you watch Spider-Man Far From Home, you realize that Nick Fury was a Skrull pretending to be Nick Fury this whole time. Spoiler alert, the movie's 3 years old, 2 years old at this point, sorry, get over it. I'm sorry, but this isn't a podcast for people who haven't seen Spider-Man Far From Home yet. I'm pretty sure you've seen it. But yeah. And it's not a big spoiler anyway if you haven't, so no big deal. Skrulls. So they are shape-shifting aliens, so they can essentially transform into anyone they want. And they transform into humans, and they infiltrate humanity. That's a Secret Invasion storyline. So Skrulls invade Earth, and they they infiltrate themselves amongst humans, and they befriend them, and then at one point they just like reveal themselves as Skrulls and start destroying everything. So that's an actual storyline in the comic book, and they're making a movie about it, and it seems very exciting. So that's what we got here. We just got a glimpse of what Nick Fury is gonna look like. Nick Fury is Samuel L. Jackson's character in the MCU. He looks awesome. Can't wait. We got a trailer for a new Disney Plus show called Baymax, which is centered around the famous character from Big Hero 6. If you haven't seen Big Hero 6, I strongly recommend it. It's a great animated movie. Even if you're an adult like me, if you're almost 30 years old, you will freaking love that film. It's not just for kids. And Baymax, main character, well, he's not the main character, that's not true, but the main robot that's there to take care of people. It's a really fun storyline. You should watch the movie if you haven't, and I'm not going to spoil that one, because why do I decide to spoil the other one and not this one? I don't know. I think because I revere Big Hero 6 more than I do Marvel movies. I don't know why. Either way, Baymax, fun character. He's getting into a Disney Plus show. I would have rather just a Big Hero 6. Sorry. I would have rather just a Big Hero 6 sequel, but this is fun too. We're also getting X-Men 97. So this is Disney's first dip into the X-Men pool since acquiring the rights from Fox when they purchased 20th Century Fox. This is exciting. What they're doing, essentially, they're doing X-Men 97 is going to be... they're essentially reviving the 90s X-Men animated series, and they're picking up right where they left off. Jesus. And they're bringing back some of the same voice actors. So this is really exciting for the fans of that series. If it does well, I'm assuming Marvel is going to be really excited for future X-Men projects, and I for one cannot wait. They're also doing Cars on the Road, which is a TV. It's essentially a series. It's a Disney Plus show. It's coming in 2022, and Owen Wilson and Larry the Cable Guy are coming back to voice Lightning McQueen and Mater in the series. So this is exciting for all the Cars fans. Whatever, I'm not. Sorry. Hocus Pocus 2. We've got a first look, and essentially they showed us Bette Midler, Sarah Jessica Parker, and Kathy Noemi. Najimi? I don't know how to spell her name. I'm very sorry. And it's coming in autumn 2022, so right in time for Halloween next year. Hocus Pocus 2. Big fan of the original. Can't wait for this one, personally. This one, oh my god, this one is so exciting. This one is my favorite. We got an image from a movie called Prey, which is a prequel to Predator, and it's directed by Dan Trachtenberg, who directed 10 Cloverfield Lane, which is a fantastic film, super, super underrated. 10 Cloverfield Lane, watch it. It's somewhat tied into the Cloverfield universe. But I'm not giving away more than that. Watch that film. So the director of that film is directing a Predator prequel called Prey, and it looks freaking awesome. If you look at the images, it's essentially set in the world of the Comanche Nation 300 years ago. It looks awesome. It looks brilliant. I cannot wait for that. I hope it delivers. I hope every time I get excited for a film like that, every time I see a project come out and I'm like, oh my god, I can't wait for this to come out. I always hope I don't get disappointed. This is what happened with Suicide Squad this year. When I heard that they were doing an R-rated Suicide Squad, that John Cena was going to be in it, that Margot Robbie is coming back as Harley Quinn, and that James Gunn was going to be directing, I was like, oh my god, this is exactly what... And I was so scared. I was so scared that I was going to be disappointed, that I was going to set myself up for disappointment, and I didn't, thank god. So this is what I hope doesn't happen here. I really hope I don't set myself up for this, but I can... From the looks of things, I cannot wait. I cannot wait for this. Moving on, Pinocchio. They also announced Pinocchio, the Disney Plus movie coming in 2022. It's a live action movie. I believe it's going to be directed by Robert Zemeckis. Has Tom Hanks in it. Robert Zemeckis is the guy that directed Forrest Gump and all of the movies that you hate. I'm just kidding. He directed Castaway. He directed The Walk. More recently is the probably the best movie that he's made. He's also directed Back to the Future, all three of them. He's a legend. He directed Flight, which is a fantastic film. I'm blanking out. I'm tired. I'm very sorry. He's a legend. He's royalty. So I'm really excited to see what he does with Pinocchio. I hope it's more Forrest Gump or Back to the Future and less Welcome to Morrowind, which for those who have seen that film know how bad it was. So listen to this cast. So this Pinocchio movie has Tom Hanks, Cynthia Erivo, Luke Evans, Benjamin Evan Ainsworth, sorry for not knowing that person, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Keegan-Michael Key, and Lorraine Bracco. This is a hell of a cast, my friends. Anytime you have Tom Hanks in it, which is fun because he's reuniting with Zemeckis. Do I have that right? Is that Zemeckis? I gotta make sure. Yeah, okay. Yeah, thank God. Yeah, so it's that movie. Okay, so Robert Zemeckis is reuniting with Tom Hanks. Made a couple movies with him. Very, very fantastic movies too. I don't know. Like, I'm kind of over the whole live action remakes of animated classic. classics from Disney, but I don't know. Any Zemeckis movie with Tom Hanks is worth a shot, I guess. Can't wait for that coming out next year. They're making a new Ice Age show. It's a movie. Sorry, The Ice Age Adventures of Buck Wild. It's a new Disney Plus movie coming in 2022. Ice Age is back with a new original movie, and it will release on the 28th of January 2022. So right as the year's right before spring break. For those who are still going, it's right before my birthday, and right as in the first month of the year. So that's exciting for Ice Age fans. Diary of a Wimpy Kid. They are releasing two new originals for Disney Plus. I'm not familiar, if I'm being completely honest, but I know a lot of people like it, so they're bringing that out. Will Smith and Chris Hemsworth are both getting National Geographic shows. Keep in mind, Disney owns National Geographic, so it's going to be on Disney Plus. So they're going to be in two. To be clear, it's going to be two separate shows. So they're each getting one show. So Will Smith's new show is going to be called Welcome to the Earth. It's going to premiere on December 8th. So it's premiering next month, and it will essentially take Will Smith. This is the description that they give. It will take Will Smith to the ends of the Earth, whatever that means. And then Chris Hemsworth's show is going to be called Limitless. It's going to be released in 2022. And Chris Hemsworth is going to push the boundary, and I quote here, he's going to push the boundaries of human potential and try to answer, how can we live longer and stronger? Sounds awesome. Can't wait. Animated MCU series are coming to Disney Plus as well. Like miniseries, there's I Am Groot, which is a series about Groot, naturally. What If, they're coming out with season 2. Tiana, who is, I believe, the princess from The Princess and the Frog? Yes, that's what it is. So Tiana, they're making a series about her, which is kind of nice. Zootopia Plus, which is super, super unoriginal. They shared an image. It's a series coming in 2022. I would have preferred again a Zootopia sequel. This is what we're getting, whatever. The Beatles Get Back, they shared a clip from the documentary that's coming out soon. I cannot wait for that. I'm a big Beatles fan. I'm gonna watch that for sure. Peter Jackson directed it. Peter Jackson's the guy who directed Lord of the Rings and King Kong, so great. Yeah, this, and he directed They Shall Not Grow Old. They Shall Not Grow Old. Jesus, hell. I'm tired, guys. It's a documentary about World War I soldiers, and it's essentially images from the past that have been dug up, and they remastered them. And Peter Jackson made the documentary with them, and it's fantastic, and it's revered as a fantastic documentary. So he's good with documentaries. And he's making one about the Beatles, which is awesome. Can't wait. It's about Get Back. I'm not sure if it's about, I think it's about around the sessions, around the album, around that time that the Beatles did Get Back. So, exciting stuff. Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers. So they're bringing back Chip and Dale, and they have Andy Samberg and John Mulaney voice them, which I think is freaking perfect. Andy Samberg and John Mulaney. Wow, this is pitch perfect casting. Perfect. Cheaper by the Dozen. They have a reboot coming out with Gabrielle Union and Zach Braff. Why are we doing this? Who asked for this? No one. Disenchanted is coming out. Enchanted sequel that will debut on Disney in 2022. At some point. Cool. Sneakerella, which is a spin on Cinderella, again, this Disney Plus movie will premiere in February 2022, so that's coming out soon. And High School Musical, the musical, the series will return for a third season in 2022. Exciting stuff for the fans of the series. So that's all of the Disney Plus announcement. Thank you for bearing with me. Now let's move on, because we've talked about everything. I don't have anything to add except exciting stuff, man. Exciting stuff. Oh, also, I think it's been confirmed that Patty Jenkins' Star Wars movie has been pushed back. So, that also belongs to Disney. So, sorry about that. So, that's all the Disney stuff. So, we're moving on. Leonardo DiCaprio has been cast to play cult leader Jim Jones in a biopic. Count me in. And I heard that, is that what I heard that Martin Scorsese was going to direct? No, I heard today that he was going to, Martin Scorsese was going to direct a Grateful Dead biopic, so the band The Grateful Dead. And Jonah Hill is going to play Jerry Garcia, the lead singer of The Grateful Dead. And Martin Scorsese is going to direct it. It's going to be on Apple Plus. I just remembered that, and it's not on my note sheet, so I wanted to tell you about that. That's exciting stuff. But back to Leonardo DiCaprio as Jim Jones. That's exciting. I love that. I'm not going to say I love that Leonardo DiCaprio is good at playing psychopaths. I mean, he is. What I'm saying is, I'm excited to see him. I love when he plays very people that are very extreme in one way or another. Because, like, I love him. I love seeing him, like, act. You know, like, I love seeing him go nuts and stuff. And this seems like an Oscar role. This seems like an Oscar role in the making. So, really excited for Leo. Really excited for that film. And I hope that Martin Scorsese directs it. I really do. Because I heard that for both that and the Grateful Dead biopic. So I think Martin Scorsese is staying busy, and it's his birthday today. I'm taping this on his birthday, and he's like 105 years old at this point. No, he's not, but you know what I'm saying. Exciting stuff all across the board. News, a little bit of news. John Wick 4 officially wraps filming. Not gonna spend much time talking about that, except saying it's awesome. I can't wait to see John Wick 4. And John Wick 5 is probably going to start filming very soon. I'm just bummed out that we're not going to get John Wick 4 on the same day as The Matrix Resurrections, which was initially the plan before COVID messed everything up. That would have been freaking great. It would have been a great double feature. A great Keanu Reeves double feature would have been fun. Moving on, Idris Elba is filming a Luther movie. So Luther was a television series that Idris Elba was a main character in, and they're making a movie about it, which I have not seen the series. I know fans of the series have been clamoring for a movie, so here you have it, folks. And I hope it's good. Idris Elba doesn't typically do anything bad. Or was he in, before I say that, was he in Cats? Every time I say something, he is. I'm so sorry. So this has happened twice in like the past month where I've been like, he never does anything bad, and it's like ends up being in Cats. Who was the Ian McKellen? That was the other person. Fuck. Oh, there it is. First swear word. I'm still coming out, but I want to come up with something every time I swear. I like take a shot or something. That'll be fun. So Idris Elba has done Cats. Other than that, typically Idris Elba doesn't do crap. And that said, I think that Luther movie will be nice. Moving on. They're going to start filming Dune Part 2 on July 18th, 2022. I think everybody's really excited for that. I think everybody's really excited for the Dune sequel. I got to see it again this week at the movie theater, which I really, you know, can't pass on the opportunity. I almost passed out, but I did not, because it's Dune Part 1. I decided to go see that film instead of recording this podcast, but I wasn't supposed to record the podcast that day, so, you know, screw it. I saw Dune and I loved it, and I can't wait for Part 2, and I know you cannot wait for Part 2 either. And if you have not seen Part 1, what the hell are you waiting for? Get your ass into those seats and watch that film. It's fantastic. It's the best movie of the year, bar none, but it's also like a stone cold masterpiece in the sci-fi genre. At least Dune is an all-timer. Cannot wait for Part 2. Cannot wait. We've gotten the first image of Caitlin Dever which is an actress who is an actress that I absolutely love, in a movie called Rosalind. It's a fresh comedic twist on Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet. Oh, Lord. Told from the perspective of Juliet's cousin, Rosalind, who just happens to be Romeo's ex-girlfriend. Okay. Okay, do we need more spins on this? Like, I'm all good. I'm cool with it. Maybe it'll be great. But just reading this out loud does not make me very, very excited. But it is Caitlin Dever, and if you haven't seen Dope Sick, my goodness, she's excellent in that. So is Michael Keaton, but Caitlin Dever, Dope Sick, it's on Hulu. Watch it if you can. Fantastic. It's on Disney Plus as well now. It's true. They have also wrapped filming on Jurassic World Dominion. Hope that's good. Hope that's better than the last one. I did not like Fallen Kingdom whatsoever. Jurassic World was okay. Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom was horrendous all across the board. So I'm really, really hoping they steer the ship right. The third one. Transformers Rise of the Beasts has been pushed a year to June 9th, 2023. And a new Star Trek movie has been moved to December 22nd, 2023. The fun fact, they filmed some of the scenes in the Transformers movie in Montreal here. And I actually walked on the set. I got to walk through the set actually. It was very impressive. They've got lots of equipment, but to say the least. But I don't need another Transformers movie, if I'm being completely honest. And probably not going to watch it. If I'm being completely honest, probably I will for this podcast, but you know, I'm hoping it's watchable. Don't have many hypes. Don't have many hopes. I've told you it's going to be like this. New Star Trek movie, you know, cool. I'm not very familiar with it. I haven't heard much other than it's a new Star Trek movie. But I hope it's good. I like the J.J. Abrams trilogy with Chris Pine and Zachary Quinto. I really, really, really enjoyed it. So I hope they keep that story going, or that they do something good and not super nerdy. I don't know why I said that, but Star Trek is really nerdy. Anyways, nothing against nerds. I'm a nerd myself. I'm just saying, like, I don't want it. I guess it could be better if it was more nerdy and less accessible. And I guess that's what Trekkies... I don't know why I'm saying all of this. I'm really tired. But I guess that's what real Trekkies want, right? They want things to be closer to the original. Well, I hope it is. I don't know if I'm going to like it, but I hope for the sake of the true fans of the series that's what it is. I truly hope so. I'm okay with missing out if it means it serves the fandom. I'm not selfish. No, for real. I really hope it serves the fan base of I hope it serves the Trekkies. They deserve it. MGM wins a four bidder battle. So four studio bidder battle. Bidder battle. They win a battle for a Jason Momoa and Dave Bautista buddy action comedy. These two, I believe. Well, yeah, what happened was Dave Bautista, or for the WWE longtime fans, Bautista, he sent out a tweet saying, me and Jason Momoa and I want to work together, and we want to do a buddy cop comedy, and we want David Leitch to direct it. And now it's in the universe. So I don't know what it was along those lines. It was like, and then who wants in, or something like that. And they materialized it, and I believe 2 years. You know, in 2 years, they 2 years later, after he sent out that tweet, MGM buys the rights to this. So good for them. I know they're good friends. So if they get to work together, I'm honestly, this sounds like a fun project. I'm excited. They're both big straight guys. And I don't mean straight as the sexual orientation. I mean like straight men. Like, you know, they're serious people. They're serious men in movies. Except maybe for Jason. Even in like in Dune, Jason Momoa had a bit of a funny side. But he's still big and he's still imposing, so I don't think that he could be the funny man to Dave Bautista's straight man. Like, I don't know how this is gonna work, so that intrigues me. That intrigues me. It really does. Yeah, there you go. Robert Zemeckis and Tom Hanks live action Pinocchio movie arrives in late 2022. There it is. It's Robert Zemeckis' movie. Now I have a confirmation from two different sources. Myself in future notes and the website that I looked at, I believe is IMDb. So I don't know. My notes are all over the place and I'm tired and I'm sorry. We're almost done. We got some more information here to hand to you guys. There's a new poster for Joel Coen's new Tragedy of Macbeth movie starring Denzel Washington and Frances McDormand. Denzel Washington is going to play Macbeth, and it's essentially just another interpretation of the Shakespeare story. And it's done in black and white in 4:3 aspect ratio. It's an A24 movie. You know the drill. For the true A24 movie fans, A24 is a studio, by the way, is a movie studio that just releases a specific type of movie, or a very, they have a very niche audience and a very niche type of movie. I love them personally. Big fan of a lot of A24 films. This is a Joel Coen movie, so this is like essentially like a Coen Brothers movie produced by A24, starring Denzel Washington. Like, good for them. They've started with small indies and now they have those big films. Good for them. And it has the movie has the look of an A24 movie, if you know what I mean. If you've watched, you know, weird looking movies like The Lighthouse, for example. The Tragedy of Macbeth looks exactly the same, and it's weird that Joel Coen's making it, but it's very typical that A24 is producing it. And all in all, it looks like a great film. We've got a new poster for The Matrix Resurrections, which I'm still not sure about. I guess time will tell. I guess the jury's still out on that one, but the trailer looks weird. And I got to see the trailer on a big screen again this week, and I'm just, I don't know. I don't know. I hope it's good. I think that the fact that Lana Wachowski is coming back to direct, I mean, maybe she had a brilliant idea to continue the story. I just hope it's not a cash grab, and I hope it's not bad. I hope the idea, I hope, you know, sometimes, you know, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. You know, like, maybe she has the best intentions in the world and she thinks she has the best idea in the world, but it just ends up being a bad idea, like Jupiter Ascending, for example. I'm sorry, I just dissed her as a director, but I hope it's I for the sake of the Matrix franchise, I hope it's good, because I personally did not like Revolutions at all. Nothing like I liked it because I was entertained by it as a kid because it was the Matrix, but revisiting it as an adult and with a more critical look, I don't like the movie. I don't think there's many redeemable qualities about it, in the sense that like the plot is super messy. Obviously, the action scenes are awesome. Obviously, you know what makes the Matrix are awesome. But there's no like standout kung fu scene, or there's no standout action scene in my opinion. It's just a bunch of shooting. I hated the CGI in fighting the rain in the air with Agent Smith and Neo at the end. I hated it. So I did not like Matrix Revolutions. I hope Resurrections is better. If it is, I'm gonna go see that stuff in IMAX. I'm gonna enjoy it. It's gonna be fun. And to cap this thing off, we got a new poster for Paul Thomas Anderson's movie Licorice Pizza, which is coming out next month. I've heard amazing things about that film. I've heard such good things about that film, and I don't know why I'm surprised. I mean, PTA, Paul Thomas Anderson, is a god in director lore, I guess. But I guess from the trailer, I didn't expect. I wasn't saying this. I wasn't thinking this was gonna be a flop. I didn't think that far, but I was like, you know, this might be PTA's weaker film. And this might turn out to be one of his best, considering what I've been hearing. And and if it is, I would be very, very happy, because I'm excited for it. And I'm more everything that I've heard surrounding it recently makes me more excited for it. So I hope it delivers. I'm sure it will, but I hope it resonates with me. Same way it resonated with critics, and really, really excited for the rest of the year in movies. At best, it's going to be fantastic. At worst, it's going to be very intriguing, considering what's going to happen with Matrix if it's bad. Considering what happens if the three Spider-Men are not in No Way Home. Considering what happens if Licorice Pizza fails with the audience despite the critical success. I don't know. That's just intriguing to me. I think we've already had a fantastic year in movies. So if everything flops in December, I'm not gonna be angry. I'm just gonna think it's intriguing. That's my personal opinion. That said, I don't think anything's gonna flop in December. I think we have great movies to look ahead to. There's also Nightmare Alley coming out in December. Woof, that was gonna be a really good one. Nightmare Alley is Guillermo del Toro's next movie, with Bradley Cooper, Cate Blanchett, Toni Collette, a bunch of other great actors. Yeah, great movies to look forward to. This week, King Richard is coming out. Come On, Come On is coming out in limited theaters, and we also have obviously Ghostbusters Afterlife coming out. So I'm gonna be catching up to these movies. I've been seeing movies. I need some time to catch up to the reviews, and I need some time to catch up to the movies on streaming services. So like all the Red Notice, Finch. I haven't watched any of that. I really want to see The Electrical Life of Lewis Wayne as well. I've heard great things. Lots of things that I want to watch, that I need to watch before I can start writing reviews or telling or making reviews on air here on the podcast. So please bear with me. I'm gonna probably do like one big bonus episode with a bunch of reviews, and tell you what to and give you recommendations on what to watch. There's been fantastic films this year, so you guys have tons and tons and tons to watch. So I can't wait to catch up and tell you everything about those movies that I haven't seen yet, and tell you to recommend you those movies if need be, and or you know just to steer the ship and to. I'm really tired, guys. I'm really tired. I don't know why. I guess I'm just really excited to tell you guys whether movies are good or bad, and you can make whatever you want with that critic. I guess this is what this podcast is all about, right? I just tell you stuff and you do whatever you want with it. That's what this is. So I'm just running in circles here. I'm really tired, guys, and I'm really, really sorry. But you 100% got the best of me tonight. I was really excited to tell you guys about all that stuff and all of these movie news, all of these TV news. It's just really exciting to me. I think we live. I think we've suffered enough with the pandemic. All of us cinephiles, and the fact that all of these cool things are coming up and are things that we can look forward to, I think you truly don't realize what you've got until it's gone, and it's been gone for a while, and now it's back, and it's just really exciting. So I know all you cinephiles understand what I'm saying, and for those who have listened to this podcast, I hope to see you again. I hope you listen to it again next week. And I'm rambling. I love you all. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for being cool with me. Thank you for Thank you for just being cool and being okay with my, you know, me trying to figure out the schedule thing. I promise I'll get on top of it. Please follow me on Instagram at Entertaining a Conversation. Please follow me on Facebook, Entertaining a Conversation with Mr. Sir. Please follow me on Twitter at Mr. Sir Pod 94. That's at Mr. Sir Pod, like podcast 94. Thank you for the continuous support. Thank you for your patience again. And thank you for being so understanding. And I'm never going to stop. Never going to stop. All right, I'm done saying nonsense. I'm going to go to sleep. Good night, guys. Thank you for listening. Can't wait to talk to you guys again. Sayonara!